Pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
And we explore all kinds of weird history,
true crime,
hauntings,
paranormal events, and more.
We cover the Slender Man stabbing, Tesla's death ray, the D.B. Cooper copycat, the cheerleader murder plot,
Heaven's Gate, the Lars Mid-Tank mystery, and Tuesday's Child, Ellie's first satanic magazine, just to name a few.
You can find Ghost Town on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Are you into the secret histories of exorcisms, Christmas massacres, killdozers, and concert disasters?
How about haunted mansions, the Philadelphia Experiment, the Dorm of Death, or candy corn?
Then you're going to love Ghost Town, a hilarious and sometimes not so hilarious twice-weekly podcast.
On Wednesdays, we discuss the secret history of an abandoned, unexplored, haunted, or mysterious place from anywhere in the world.
And on Fridays, we cover an amazing historical failure from any time in history.
Ghost Town is 100% safe and legal. We guarantee it.
It's also fun, spooky, and can contain a riot,
a massacre,
a murder,
or an arch deluxe.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town. And you can find Ghost Town wherever you listen to podcasts.
In 1896, the shortest war in history. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1896 saw Utah become the 45th state, and the first X-ray photo was taken. However, a 38-minute war made 1896 a strange year. The shortest war, August 1896. The Anglo-Zanzibar War was fought between the United Kingdom and Zanzibar Sultanate, which is now Zanzibar, Tanzania, on August 27th, 1896, and lasted 38 minutes and holds the record for being the shortest war in history. The war broke out after Sultan Hamad bin Thuwani, who had willingly cooperated with the British colonial administration, died on August 25th, 1896, and his nephew, Khalid bin Bargash, seized power in what amounted to a coup. The British were in favor of another candidate that would have been easier to work with. The British delivered an ultimatum ordering Bargash to forfeit power. Bargash refused. While Bargash's troops were fortifying the palace, the Royal Navy assembled five warships in the harbor in front of the palace. The British also landed parties of Royal Marines to support the Loyalist Regular Army of Zanzibar. Despite the Sultan's last-minute efforts to negotiate for peace via the U.S. representatives on the island, the Royal Navy ships opened fire on the palace at 9:02 a.m. on August 27, 1896, as soon as time on their ultimatum ran out. With the palace crumbling around him and escalating casualties, Bargash made a hasty retreat to the German consulate, where he was granted asylum. The fighting stopped in just 38 minutes at 9:40 a.m. 500 Zanzibaris were killed or wounded, and one British soldier was injured. The British demanded that the Germans surrender Bargash to them. He lived in exile in Dar es Salaam until he was captured by the British in 1916. He was later allowed to live in Mombasa, where he died in 1927. Britain demanded payment from the Zanzibar government to pay for the shells fired on their country. I'd like to thank Listverse and National Geographic. For another strange battle, check out Ghost Town Podcast, episode The Battle of Los Angeles. If you'd like to send me a message, you can do so on Instagram at Strange Year Pod. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next week for another episode of Strange Year.
Pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
And we explore all kinds of weird history,
true crime,
hauntings,
paranormal events, and more.
We cover the Slender Man stabbing, Tesla's death ray, the D.B. Cooper copycat, the cheerleader murder plot,
Heaven's Gate, the Lars Mid-Tank mystery, and Tuesday's Child, Ellie's first satanic magazine, just to name a few.
You can find Ghost Town on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.